In the previous video, we introduced the eight elements of a Christian walk: scripture, prayer, worship, confession and repentance, communion, Christian community, service and obedience, and rest and remembrance. Now we turn to the seven connections of a walk with God. The eight elements describe repeated spiritual practices. The seven connections describe the relational places where those practices become visible. This matters because spiritual growth is never meant to remain hidden inside private religious thoughts. A person may read scripture but still be harsh at home. A person may worship at church but avoid confession in marriage. A person may serve publicly but neglect prayer privately. A person may take communion but refuse reconciliation. God forms the whole person in real relationships. Jesus said the greatest commandment is to love God with all the heart, soul, mind, and strength. Then he said the second is like it: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. So the Christian walk moves in two directions, toward God and toward people. The first connection is personal. This is your own walk before God. No one else can repent for you, pray for you, trust Christ for you, or surrender your life for you. The second connection is marriage or close friendship. This is the closest covenantal or trusted relationship in your life. Spiritual growth must show up where you are most known. The third connection is family. Family life reveals patterns quickly. Patience, forgiveness, honesty, honor, and love are practiced in the household and family system. The fourth connection is small groups and friends. These are trusted circles where encouragement, prayer, accountability, discernment, and growth can happen. The fifth connection is church or soul center. The Christian walk belongs in gathered worship, discipleship, communion, teaching, service, and ministry identity. We are not isolated believers. We are members of Christ's body. The sixth connection is kingdom relationships and institutions. This includes workplaces, schools, businesses, ministries, neighborhoods, civic spaces, and public responsibilities. All of life can become ministry when surrendered to Christ. The seventh connection is relating to the unchurched or non-Christian world. Spiritual growth includes witness, hospitality, compassion, truth, patience, and gospel presence among those who do not yet know Christ. The seven connections help us ask, where is my walk with God becoming visible? Is it visible personally? Is it visible in my closest relationships? Is it visible in my family? Is it visible among friends? Is it visible in church or soul center life? Is it visible in public callings? Is it visible among those who need Christ? A Christian walk is not perfection. It is integration. God forms us as embodied souls who walk with Him in real life, real relationships, real responsibilities, and real mission.